This is Sunday morning, 4/9/23, and this is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. And the title is, Take Courage, I'm Making My Church Great Again. Take Courage, I'm Making My Church Great Again. Lord says today, Take courage, be not dismayed, for I am with you. See, He never leaves us or forsakes us, ever. I have overcome the world, therefore I have overcome for you any difficulties that you may be facing. Keep your perspective right and you'll keep your soul right. Need to stop? I've been up front with you from the beginning that you have been in training. I will tell you now what training is all about. I'm making my church great again. This will happen by setting people free from the stronghold of their minds. Unless they change their mind, there will be no change. Those that are the masters, they have all had their time of training. They didn't like the training any better than you have, but it is necessary. This is training for reigning, and as I've said to you before, that you will walk right out of it, just like I walked right out of the wilderness, full of the Holy Ghost and power, and I began my public ministry with that power. I could not have done it without the training. Are there any scriptures that speak about me doing any powerful acts before that time? No, none. I had to submit to the training before I could show people how to reign in the kingdom of my Father. No discipline is fun at the time the person goes through it, but after it is completed, what does the scripture say? We're going to look at what the scriptures say. This is Hebrews 12. We're going to begin with verse 1 there. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons, for what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening, for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. After you walk out and later down the road, you will come to a fuller understanding. You are a son of God, just as I was, and I was not exempt. You stand in a glorious place, whether you realize it or not, so take courage. No longer mourn, for soon that mourning will be turned into dancing. You'll be so fulfilled and blessed that you'll be able to say, it was worth it. Now for the assignment, making my church great again. The day is coming, and even at the door, that I will make my church great again. For eons, my people have cried out for deliverance, and deliverance was sent. But because of the hardness of their hearts and their blind eyes, they persecuted and killed those that I sent. They killed my prophets, and yes, they hung me on a tree. Most want their will and not mine. When they don't see the delivery the way they think they should, they seek to kill the messenger. I say that the turnaround is here. All will know me from the least to the greatest. My way will be the only way, and all others will be shown to be false. I am restoring respect for my prophets to my church. This will come by laying down sound doctrine in my church. And I'm going to read a few more scriptures to you. This is Matthew 5. Verses 11 and 12. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. All right, now go to Matthew 23. Jesus talked to the scribes and Pharisees and said, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the day of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them that killed the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers. How can ye escape the damnation of hell? Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them ye shall scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Berechias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how oft would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate, for I say unto you, you shall not see me henceforth till ye shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Maybe the day that we're coming into is that day. You know, what's amazing to me this morning on the broadcast, what the Lord had me bring about Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection was about rebuilding his temple. I'm thinking, you know what? That's over a year out. I have no clue. I'm thinking, you think Carla Love's doing this? You can just think again. This is by orchestration of the Holy Spirit. It amazes me. I'm just going, I don't know what I did yesterday sometimes. And then I'm thinking, the Lord knows what's going on a year out, what's going to happen that very moment in the year. I mean, talk about a God that's got it all together, knows all, sees all. Okay, Matthew 26:56. All this was done that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled, that all the disciples forsook him and fled. We see here belief and unbelief. If they don't see it the way they want to see it, they will not believe. How's God going to make the church great again? Well, one thing is God's going to put back the respect for his apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. See, people have become so unruly, ungodly. No law and order at all. That's what this new world order, Nazi world order agenda promotes. Yeah. That's how he's going to make the church great again. Law and order is going to come back to the church just like it's going to come back to the nations. Yeah. All right, Luke 1, verse 5. Give an example here. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron. Her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. They had no child because Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and the power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. This nation's got to be prepared for the Lord. They've forsaken the Lord as a whole. And Zacharias said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? I'm an old man, my wife well stricken in years. He's a priest, the high priest. And the angel answering said unto him, I'm Gabriel, and I stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed. In other words, so keep your negative mouth shut so that something can get done. Until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their seasons. Yeah. Is that happening now? How's God going to make his church great again? Law and order is going to have to return to the church. We're going to have to believe the word of the Lord through his ministry gifts. We have to. That's the way back. All right. I'm not going to read all of that because you know the rest of the story. When he finally acknowledged that his name was John, his tongue was loosed and he spake and he prophesied about the coming Messiah. We read that, I think, maybe Wednesday night. Amos 3:7 says this, Surely the Lord will do nothing but he revealeth his secret unto his servants the prophets. God doesn't make a move in the earth that he doesn't give it to his prophets. And there's a lot of prophets out there, and a lot of good prophets that are saying, one that really, she blesses me. I don't listen to her often, but once in a while. She's just a thus saith the Lord straightforward prophet. That's Julie Green. And she's saying a lot of the things the Lord has shown us. And that's why, you know, there's a lot of them saying a bunch of stuff. I just turn them off. But occasionally there's one that comes forth and there's a straight arrow and just shoots forth the word of the Lord. Don't care if you like it or not, if it fits your narrative. See, that's the problem. If it doesn't fit our narrative, we throw it away. Well, I'm an old man. My wife's well stricken in years. Ain't no way. Gabriel said, we'll see about that. It's pretty bad when God's got to shut your mouth so he can get his will done, yeah? There's so much negativity. Like somebody flushing the toilet, it's just full of crap going through everywhere. That's why you have to be careful who you listen to now. Most definitely. Used to, you could, you know, there was some sanity. But I think they've gone mad. Like rabid dogs. All right, a few more scriptures here. Luke 11, In fact, yesterday I turned on two or three things and I just couldn't listen a minute or two. Just had to click it off. Just can't hear that rhetoric anymore. All right, 45. Then answered one of the lawyers and said unto him, Master, thus saying, thou reproachest us also. And he said, Woe unto you also, ye lawyers, for ye laid men with burdens grievous to be borne, and ye yourselves touched not the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe unto you, for ye build the sepulchres of the prophets, and your fathers killed them. Truly ye bear witness that ye all allow the deeds of your fathers, for they indeed killed them, and ye build their sepulchres. Therefore also said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they shall slay and persecute, that the blood of all the prophets which was shed from the foundation of the world may be required of this generation. From the blood of Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, which perished between the altar and the temple, verily I say unto you, it shall be required of this generation. Woe unto you lawyers. Have you ever noticed most of Congress are lawyers? Woe unto you, lawyers, for ye have taken away the key of knowledge. Ye entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in you hindered. And as he said these things unto them, the scribes and the Pharisees began to urge him vehemently and to provoke him to speak of many things, laying wait for him and seeking to catch something out of his mouth that they might accuse him. Nothing's changed much, has it? Nope. All right. 13. Whatever I read to you today is what we're experiencing, these scriptures. That's what we're experiencing today in this nation. All right, this is 13:31. The same day there came certain of the Pharisees, saying to him, Get thee out, depart hence, for Herod will kill thee. And he said unto them, Go ye and tell that fox, Behold, I cast out devils, and I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. Nevertheless, I must walk today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. And verily I say unto you, ye shall not see me until the time come, and ye shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. You know, you hear a lot of garbage today about all the ascension stuff, and those who don't comply, they'll go to another place because they can't be with the 5D people. They're just 1 and 2D, but anything 3, 4, and 5D, they'll go. I'm going, you know what, Lord, there's none of this garbage they're spouting in the Bible. Who are they to decide who ascends? Well, you don't ever die anyway. You know, you come back as somebody else. They're spouting this. It's like, Lord, didn't you say to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord? What's wrong with this picture? When you've got Christians talking this way, we're in trouble. The Lord's going to make the church great again. The truth's going to come out. See, that's what's good about it. When the truth himself comes, then all those narratives flee away. All of it. Nobody's going to be able to say, but. No, no. They're going to be heading for the holes in the rocks to hide because of this garbage they've been spouting. This is Luke 16:31. And he said unto them, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. That couldn't be truer than today. They're trying to ban Jesus Christ from everything. They don't even honor. He technically did not die on Friday. He died on Wednesday. Do the math. But anyway, you know, used to Good Friday, places were shut down. Government offices were shut down. They're not anymore. It's business as usual. No, we're going to substitute queer day or tranny day. All right, Luke 24. By the way, I was telling Danny that I listened to, this is LT, and we know, there was a young man on there, just a TikTok, and he said, I can't go back. He's been lied to. He's trying to get back, and he's weeping. And he said, I feel so bad for the children, because he sees the agenda. You know what trannies want? They want to see naked women and rape babies. That's what they want. They want to bring in the children. That's what these nasty things are all about. But the thing is, when I saw him, I felt so bad for him. He's hurting so terribly, wanting to go back. And I prayed that the Lord was in the right person across his path to pray for him and bring him, show him the way out for God to restore him back to who he is, and that he'd get married and have a family as God intended. It was so sad. You know, very seldom do we see it from that perspective. We see the skanky side of it and the repulsive side of it. But when you really get down to it, there's been two or three that they need Jesus to bring them out. I remember when Jean and June, I guess, were in London, there was a transvestite that they prayed for. Her name was Sheila. And Sheila began to, as he got born again, he began to revert back to who he really was. God did that in him. So I know God can do that. So pray for that young man. I don't even know his name. Or agree with me that the right person will come across his path that'll have enough compassion to show him the way out. The Word of God is the way out. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, and He'll quicken your mortal body by His Spirit that dwells in you. That Word of God will transform because it's in His mind. I know it affects their bodies, but it's in His mind. This stronghold's in His mind. He's got to get deliverance from it. All right. 24. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. It came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout. Why would they be perplexed? It's been telling them for 3 years. What was going to happen? I wasn't told about what to do. We're fixing to see some of this. How long have we been awake? I've been awake since 2015, coming up on 8 years. People have been proclaiming really a lot longer than that. What's happening? What's going on? Behold, two men stood by them in shining garments, and as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? In other words, you nitwits, heroes, didn't he tell you that? He is not here, but he is risen. But remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee? That's when he called him out of the boat. I'm going to make you fishers of men. Saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words and returned from the sepulchre and told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales. Jesus probably thought, didn't you learn anything all the time I was with you? And they believed them not. We might as well be prepared for it. There's going to be those that are not ever going to believe. There arose Peter and ran into the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen cloths laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at that which was to come to pass. Behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs, and they talked together of all these things which had happened. It came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holding that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are so sad? Now this is even after they saw that he wasn't in the tomb. And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto them, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? Let me put it into perspective today. They arrested President Trump. You know, that just is terrible. They're not seeing what's really going on. This nation has risen. We're on the cusp of Nasera, or whatever you want to call it. All they say, oh, that's what they did to President Trump. And here you got Derek Johnson over here with documents saying, this is happening, this is happening, this is happening, this is happening. It's all good, it's all good, it's all good, it's all good. Oh, President Trump, oh, we're sunk. Oh. We can't make fun of them. What's going on right now? We're preparing for the second coming. And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death, have crucified him. Oh, the deep state. You know, they just... This is what we're looking. These are the Khazarian mafia. This is the Phoenicians. These are the ones that say they are Jesus and are not. This is who Jesus dealt with in his day. Did they stop him from doing anything God had for him to do? No. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. He did. He isn't there anymore. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also, you know those kooky ones over there, them conspiracy theorists, our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulcher. And when they found not his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even, so as the women had said, but him they saw not. You can find video after video after video after video after video of this, that we're going to hell. We're going to hell in the handbasket. This is our last chance. The deep state's advancing. They're going to do this to us and that to us and this to us and that to us. Like I said, it's like a cesspool. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. See, the prophets have been proclaiming his birth from the beginning. God's laid his plan out. Nothing God does is in a corner. But only those that can spiritually discern things pick that up. Ought not Christ to suffer these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went. He made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. Jesus is right there. He's delivered our nation. He's right there in our face. And most can't even see him, especially the church. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem. Now you're talking about, what, 7 miles there, 7 miles back? I'm going, they must have been hoofing it. Found the 11 gathered together and them that were with him, saying, The Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way and how he had was known of them in the breaking of bread. Finally, they believe. They had to have a vision before they'd believe. All right, Acts 7. Verse 51. This is Stephen. Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which showed before of the coming of the Just One, of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the disposition of angels and have not kept it. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see the heavens open, the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord, and cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Behold, Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. This is the kind of rage we are seeing today in our nation. All right, Romans 11. People making statements about every Christian should be killed. Every lawmaker that does anything good should be killed. All right, 11, verse 1 of Romans. I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Want ye not what the scripture saith of Elias, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets and digged down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Same old God. Even so then, at this present time also, there's a remnant according to the election of grace. There we are. A remnant. God's placed us here at this time to help make the church great again. I'm not off course here today. Revelation 16. You know what? That must be Romans 16. I don't think it's Revelation 16. Let's just go with Romans 16. All right. Well, I better look. Let me check it out real quick. I guess it's Romans. Verses 4 there. Or let's do 3. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus, who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Likewise, greet the church that is in their house. Salute my beloved Epaphroditus, who is the firstfruits of Achaia in Christ. And I don't know that that was Romans, but anyway. Let's go to the 18th, because I don't think that was it either. And there's not an 18th of Romans. I must have had them reversed. Let's go to Revelation 18. Try that out. Hey, if I didn't do it at least once, you'd think it wasn't me. All right. All right, in Revelation 18, it talks about Babylon, the system, the beast system. Verse 24, and in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. That's a lot of people. All right, this is what the Lord, last statement from the Lord here. My prophets speak for me. I will judge them if they speak falsely. I will also avenge them for all the abuse they have taken because they speak falsely. for me. So God's going to restore all of this back to the church. It's necessary. There is a church order, and that's the order that it's going to run in, as well as the nation.